Hey man, say man, hey man, say man, hey man, say man. Welcome back to another podcast. I told y'all I was back, season 2020, but don't forget to like the podcast, share the podcast. You can send voice message to the podcast at anchor.fm. My podcast on all platforms, Apple Music, Google Podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Cast, whatever thing you can watch podcasts on, that's what we on. Bye, let's get it. Today's podcast is about, we're gonna talk about that boy Zion, most anticipated rookie debut since LeBron. This he already got the promos going. He's coming on about 40 minutes. Got the promos going on. He got the he got everybody talking about social media going crazy, trending on Twitter. Like, he might only play like 15-20 minutes, but people are expecting this man to come out and just play like a god. But it's his rookie debut. Oh, we're gonna talk about what the Falcons should do in free agency, how to improve the team, how to make the team better. And we're going to talk about, like, the NFL should get rid of the Pro Bowl, because to me, it makes no sense. Them players don't be wanting to play. Julio just said he gonna sit out of Pro Bowl. They don't really care for that shit. They don't matter about it. Even though they the least paid sport, they still don't really care for it. They don't care about that Pro Bowl. They don't care about that extra money, them extra incentive. They not really tripping about that. But first topic, we're going to talk about Zion, since it's coming on. I want to get it out the way, because I'm trying to get and watch that game. No cap. I don't expect Zion to play about 15, 20, 25 minutes. I don't expect him to play that much. Maybe not even 25, but 22, 23 at the most. Probably get a cool by 8, 10 point, get a good little dunk, play some decent defense. I mean, it's just the hype around this man. It's so impeccable. Like, you would think it would have calmed down a lot, but no. The injury made it go up even more. Like, to me, personally, I believe they should do what they did with Blake Griffin, Ben Simmons, and B. Set them out for the whole season. You know what I'm saying? They still in the playoff contention. Don't get me wrong. But it's like, you still risking that injury. Like, remember when B came back that 1 year? He played like 15, 20 games, and then he got hurt again. They set him out for the rest of the season. Like, that could happen. I mean, nothing wrong with B. I mean, he's been hurt lately, but still, like, you don't want that risking that happening. But you, at the same time, you do need him to get that NBA player, NBA experience, not preseason, but NBA regular season experience, get that body back in shape and all that. But I believe he'll be all right. They have a chance to make the playoffs. Like, I told y'all they was gonna make the playoffs. Like, I assumed they made the playoffs if Zion was healthy. But they still have a chance. Brandon Ingram been going stupid. Lonzo done progress. Josh Hart been playing good. Derrick Favors been playing amazing when he's been healthy. Jackson Hayes is coming along. Nikhil Walker got that burn on that boy. I mean, he ain't the most consistent, but he be shooting that guy. Like, then you always got JJ, you got veterans, Etwan Moore here and there, that's still getting that team there. Alvin Gentry coaching that team up, and they're playing above what they should be playing, to be honest right now, because they're playing. Drew Holiday hasn't played in like 5 games. Drew Holiday hasn't been playing like that, and Ingram has been putting the team on his back, and he's been carrying them, and they've been surprising a lot of people. Definitely Ingram probably up there with most improved players of the year. Ingram up there. Ingram has been changed and has been telling people. I told y'all they should have cut Ingram over Kyle Kuzma. I told y'all thought they wouldn't believe me. Ingram way better than Kuzma. Like, Kuzma might fit them better. And they've been talking about trading Kuzma, to be honest. Kuzma might fit them better. Ingram does play better with the ball in his hand. It's like him and Lonzo has a good connection together. But Ingram been going stupid. But y'all thought better watch out for that boy Ingram. But Zion is ready. I thought they said he was going to play Friday, but I guess not. I guess he's coming in a couple days early. I thought it was fake rumors until you seen ESPN. That boy, whoa, dropped a bomb. You know what I'm saying? I dropped a bomb. Orlando Lawson _ shameless plug. Hey, that's what I do. It's just like a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? You got them fake rumors for they be trying to get clout off of somebody's name. But nah, it's true. That boy is here. He ready to catch oops. He ready to dunk on people. He ready to throw people shots in the stands. He ready to go crazy. This is what he do. Yeah, feel me? But nah, like, this game is going to be, this part going to probably be one of the most watched games of the whole season, no cap. Alright, on to the next topic. We're going to talk about what the Falcons should do in free agency. We need just about every position besides quarterback, wide receiver number one, number two, center, and, they've been talking about drafting a safety. I mean, we got two good safeties. but we still need that strong safety. Like, they basically, like, they both, like, free safety. They, Ricardo Allen and Casey, they both play cornerback. They both are free safety. They're not strong, so we need a strong safety. We need another Keanu, Cam Chancellor type player back there. Or, like, we got the Reader. We got free safeties. We need another strong safety. We good on middle linebacker. We good on whatever Campbell play left and right side linebacker. So we good on that. If they bring back Campbell, they should bring back Campbell and Hooper. I believe they should bring both of them back. We need to get rid of Beasley. And I'm still mad at Dimitrov for not accepting. Somebody was offering, I think it was the Cardinals. Somebody was offering us 2 first round picks for Beasley. We turned it down. Huh? How dumb do we look? We get rid of Devontae. See if Devin Trufant could restructure his contract some way, somehow, so we can have more money. Cause he's a lot of people don't like him. I like him. He's good. He be all most time lead our team or second on team in picks. He always come has a good football. The football grade. He always top 10. I don't know why people be hating on him. Lead our team in picks this year. And he missed 5 games. So he does stay hurt. So I can understand why. If he can restructure his contract, that'd be perfect. But we still got Sheffield and Oliver. But who's gonna be that third now? So it's like you got a lot of options, but I feel like in the draft we need to go with D-line first. We really need a D-lineman. Horribly bad. We need a D-lineman. I say we don't necessarily need an O-line. We do need more offensive line for depth issue, just in case McGarry, Lindstrom. Cause right now it's McGarry, Lindstrom, Mac, Jake Matthews. So we need that other starter. But we couldn't really see what Carpenter and Brown did because they was hurt the whole season. So, you know how that go. But we probably can get one later in the draft. But I feel like our main need right now, we need defensive linemen. We need depth at the linebacker position. We need depth at cornerback. We definitely need a running back. So, I should say, in this order, this is what we need. We need linemen. One. You can go linemen first. You can go O-line or D-line. I don't really care, but I'd rather first round go offensive lineman, defensive lineman bad. Second round you can go O line or depth at safety. You can go with O line. You can go second, either O line or safety at second. That late second, early third. If they trade back or trade up or anything like that, go to running back. I said take that boy out of LSU or take somebody because we need another running back. Even got to do it by committee. We didn't get rid of Devontae. That would save us so much more money. And then later, that's when you start looking for depth, like the third, fourth, fifth round. Third round, you still can find your starter, maybe another old. You can find your old lineman, or you can find you a safety, cornerback, you know what I'm saying? Just to have depth or linebacker, but that fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round, or whatever they decide to do, we need depth. I say draft, maybe even another running back to have them boys on their toes, sign some linebacker depth, because we definitely need it. We need another cornerback. That's if they get rid of True. If they don't get rid of True, they're going to get rid of him in the next year or two. So we're going to need that extra cornerback depth and room to grow behind Sheffield and Oliver. So they need to start looking at depth issues as well. And then maybe even if they have to let Hoop walk, a tight end maybe, in that third, fourth, fifth round, even if they have to let Hoop go, we definitely need another guard. And I say even draft, if y'all got extra draft pick, let draft some extra tackles and some extra guards just in case we need depth. We're going to need a center soon because Alex Mack is getting up there. We're going to need a center soon. But that's like the main position. I would say guards. Yeah. If Lavitre never got hurt, this would be so much better. Lavitre never would have stayed hurt so much. But guards, extra depth at linemen, more DBs. Because we need some more DBs. Because a lot of DBs probably going to be gone sooner or later. Definitely true front. So we're going to need some more potential and some more depth. Yeah. And defense line is the main thing to me. D-line and running back are the 2 main things we need to be focused on in the draft. If it's some veterans out there we can sign for the minimum or sign for low contract, that would be perfect for the D-line to be something. Because we need to let Beasley walk or trade him or something. Sign him and trade him. I don't know. They didn't let that boy walk. That boy is trash. He might have had 8 sacks, but all that came at the end of the season when the season didn't matter no more. So we just need more depth. That's what we used to have. We used to have a lot of depth. Now we have no depth no more. Like, we used to be deep. We used to be, think about it. We had Coleman and Free. We had Matt. We had Julio. Was Sanu on the team then? Sanu. I don't know who else we had a wide receiver, but we had depth. I can't think. We had depth. We had depth at offensive line. One offensive line, another one stepped up. We had the greatest offensive line, but they held their own. We had depth at safety. We had depth at DBs. We had depth at linebacker. We had depth. We had depth at the line, because that's when we had Freeney, Beasley, Grady. I think was Hageman on the team. Either Hageman was still on. I think Hageman was still on the team before he got suspended. We had depth on the team back then, and we just had players just play harder, and they just need to get back to that. That's why I feel like the Falcons need to do in the offseason. You can disagree or agree. You can let me know OrlandoLoss_ on Twitter, Shameless Pub. Or you can ask me questions on Anchor.fm, Shameless Pub. You know what I'm saying? That's what you can do if you body feel different about it. You want to just chop it up with me. And last but not least, why the NFL need to get rid of Pro Bowl, because it's plain and simple. No one cares about the Pro Bowl. No one watches it. No one cares about it. You don't look up YouTube highlights. The only YouTube highlight people watch on the Pro Bowl is when Sean Taylor knocked that punter out. That's the only time people care about the Pro Bowl. No one cares about the Pro Bowl. The players don't care. The fans don't care. The owners don't care. I mean, if the player might care a little bit because they get a vacation, but most of them players, they can buy their own vacation. I think they can take their family out as well. But, I mean, they can do that without Pro Bowl. So, Pro Bowl really is a waste of time, just a waste of energy. It might be good for, like, celebrity, because I think that boy Desi Banks is on there, no cap. And it just seemed like a waste of time for everybody. Like, no one cares. It's just so much. They could be using that for mental health. They can use that money doing Pro Bowl for mental health. They can use that money for trying to make the game safer, trying to make the game better. Like, it's just so many different things and so many different obstacles they can do instead of doing it for the Pro Bowl. Like, it just don't make no sense. It just doesn't, to be honest. Like, at this point, there's no room for it in the NFL. Like, it's not like the NBA. It don't draw money like the NBA. The Pro Bowl is the waste of time, money, effort, players, health, time, money, effort. Like, it just doesn't make any sense, to be honest with you. It's there's no reason for it to be here. The jersey's cool. Bring some of the old legends out. That's really about it. And it ain't really nothing else going on with it, to be honest. And it just, like, that's how I feel about it. But hey, man, that's the end of the podcast. Y'all need to go watch that Zion. Go to crazy tonight. Don't forget to like, share, comment. I mean, I said comment. I want to say this: YouTube, like, share, send questions, do whatever you got to do. Put on our platform, make people know it's out. And donate. We do have a donate button, echo.fm, no cap, no cap, no cap. But hey, man, say man, it's in the pot. Oh, yeah, one more last thing. If anybody want to be on special guest Fridays, let me know. All right, bet.